something went on here, something went on there. And
this time on Andrea and Them.
Laramie's got a gig at Sneaky D's and I can't find my friggin' clam diggers.
That's the theme.
The worst laugh track followed by the worst song in the history of recorded music.
But it's like her, it's her going around in the city, big city.
This week on Andrea and Them.
Like, it's her like throwing a burger in the face of somebody at a
plate. Oh, that's the opening montage?
Yeah. Just her doing stuff.
Her getting up from a table at Fran's going, I think we're done here. For some reason I imagined, and I'm starting to talk like Andrea in my real life. I can't stop it. I imagined that Andrea's mom was coming up on the bus. And she took her to friggin' Casa Lomas. They wanted $17 a person to get in and look at some old house. So she paid $17 and got a stamp. She went out to the parking lot, licked her mother's hand, and just squashed her stamp right into her mother's hand. And they both had stamps and went in. Because half a 17 is something like 8 or 9 or something.
Do a scene, an opening scene. Like, how you'd say it.
Do you have a laugh track ready?
Yeah.
Because there would be a terrible laugh track, like, right at the end of the theme. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
So this is just out of the I Only Want to Be With You theme. There's applause.
Yeah, and then it's, hey, Andrea, I got a gig tonight. You want to come?
Okay, one sec. I'm going to try to find audience applause.
So you'll applause? Be the laugh track,
I'll be the applause.
Audience applause.
Because, you know, at the end of the...
When they walk in, you mean? Like Kramer?
Yeah. Okay. Here we go. Ready?
Yeah, okay.
So the theme has just ended, and then this happens. Hopefully there's no ad.
Yep, there you go. That's perfect.
Laramie?
Yeah?
I put my friggin' clam diggers in the dryer this morning, and I just went down. There's nothing in the dryer except some Oshkosh Bagosh Overhaust. The laugh track makes everything worse.
I know. It's like the worst show ever. Okay, you gotta... Now you gotta...
Laramie, unless you're jumping off the roof into them on the clothesline, I don't even think they were yours either. No, now what's this about a gig? Yes, they're playing tonight, are yous? No, that wasn't supposed to be funny.
It's just no matter who.
Laramie, I know I owe you 2 eggos. Can I pay you back 4 and that'll count as my tickets if you put me on the list? I'm a little short on cash till I get paid from Pure Laters. But here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take my next check. I'm going to go to Money Mart, and I'm going to get her cashed, because the CNE's coming up soon, and I want to have money for that. No, it's not funny. I'm just living check to check right now. I don't even know where you get money, Laramie. Where's your money come from? Why are you laughing?
I don't know where you get your money from. He's Laramie's a trust funder.
Oh, he's from Camp Trust a Funda.
Yeah, and he's only getting in bands because he can pay for videos and shit because he has money.
Laramie, can I ask you a question? Two questions, actually. One, are you going to finish that Haagen-Dazs? second one is, how long does it take you to put in your man bonds?
The big dry one? Small? Oh. She's living in Toronto. It's big time.
Up in six. By the way, so many Andrea people. And them is a hit. But it's a show that doesn't even exist, but it's a hit.
No, it's the amount of people tweeting and texting about how funny that bit is. It's great.
We need to round out the cast a little bit. Like
the...
We need her manager of Pure Relators. Maybe it's Alan Frew. Like, all the people from the TNT universe are going to come together to work on this show.
And if Louis Del Grande is still around, he can be like...
Oh, that would be amazing.
The band manager?
Actually, you know who should be the manager of Pure Relators? Andy Jones from CODCO.
That's a good one.
One of the funniest comedic performers in this country's history. And he's just an artist for art's sake and lives in Newfoundland. And he would be fantastic. I don't know if you ever saw, Ed Reich wrote a book called Rare Birds. And there was a movie with William Hurt that was shot in Newfoundland. Mm-hmm. And Andy Jones just steals the whole friggin' thing. Amanda.
Gotta get Critch involved for the love interest.
Oh, for sure. Critch is her are they or aren't they? And every time Andrea gets banged up, she's like, well, friggin' come on then.
Yeah.
Bro, friggin' come on then, get in the cab. Maybe he never says a word. No, I've been thinking a lot about Andrea's catchphrase.
Yeah.
Here it is. You ready?
Oh, no.
Do you have a laugh ready to go?
Let me get one going here. Okay.
Andrea walks in the door and sees Laramie eating her Cheerios, the honey nut kind that she saved up for. And she walks in and goes, frig off, pecker.
That's her line?
Yeah.
Frig off, pecker?
Yeah, that's her catchphrase. That's what she says to everybody. Like, with a smile on her face, and she'd hit him, but like, frig off, pecker.
There you go.
I don't even think you had a feeling that when Andrea's wasted, she might come on to Laramie.
Yeah.
Because she's feeling frisky.
Well, because the initial thing was he got her as a roommate because he knew there would be no worries in that regard. And then he forgot that she wants to get things going with him.
Right. He underestimated his own attractiveness.
Blew himself up. So every time she has a couple drinks, she just looks at him like a lion.
She has pitcher Long Island iced teas.
And when he just has to escape, that's when she calls Critch.
Can I come over for a second? Yeah. Can I come over for a second and watch your HGTVs?
No. Come pick me up. That line.
Aw. She takes 5 streetcars home.
Oh, man.
And she's one of those, like, it only took me 90 minutes to get home. That ain't too bad.
She can't believe the cost of the Metro Pass. Monthly. Just over the line, screaming and yelling at the TTC guy.
The thing that makes Andrea and them so funny is that there are so many Andreas from the East Coast that go up to Toronto, go up to the six. Just get right into things, yeah. But I remember from going up there, because we always say up to Toronto from here, mm-hmm. to work on Jonovision, it was intimidating, man. There wasn't even, I don't even remember a Tim Hortons downtown when it started, and then one opened in the Sky Dome, and that was like a little taste of home. But I smiled at people on the streetcar and waved and said good morning to everybody that I passed. I was like Crocodile Dundee style.
How was that? Did you find it to get sick of people just ignoring you all the time? Or did you just break the mold with everybody?
Well, no, I guess I kind of felt like Barney. Hello, hi, everyone.
Yeah.
Like I felt like I didn't have my city legs under me.
Well, sometimes, yeah, sometimes I've been out in public and bump into someone by mistake and say sorry, or they bump into me and I say sorry anyway. But so many times I've done that and you don't hear anything at all. Right. Like, they don't care. And then I'm like, feel like an idiot for saying sorry in the first place.
But I would like to make two observations. Keep doing it. The first observation is people from Toronto are actually a small percentage of those that live in that city. People mm-hmm. that live in that city are from all over the place. So to say people or Toronto people aren't friendly, that's not really true. I think more often than not, people act the way they think you're supposed to act in a big city if they come from somewhere else.
Yes.
And the second thing is, the individuals that I met while I was working there, like if you have an inn, you're working with a group of people, the people are super nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the face of the city isn't super friendly. I think that's fair.
You ready for a couple jams from 1974?
Yeah. Frig off, Pecker.
How about this one? This is the, do you remember this jam?
Whoa. Ray someone.
Stevens.
Ray Stevens. Boogade boogade.
Yeah. Remember this? The guy had the show on TV too? Or did he just have like massive? I remember always seeing his. The KTEL Records Ray Stevens collection. Featuring the Streak.
Well, he was a one-hit wonder, wasn't he? I don't remember any other Ray Stevens jams.
Oh, I think there was a few.
Was there?
Yeah.
Frig off, Pecker.
Shriners Convention? Did he have a TV show?
I don't know.
Can't
tell.
You
have to remember, I was 18 months old.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit before my time.
Yeah, no, he had a lot of songs. Shriners Convention right here. And then Ahab the Arab. Oh, no. Yeah. Anyway, that's enough Ray Stevens. How about this jam from 1974? Old Randy. Randy? The Rand Bomber from the Guess Who when he bailed?
Did he bail that early?
Yeah, and then he started BTO. 74.
So what's his jam from 74?
A little Taking Care of Business.
That was 74?
Yeah.
It's so promising, this riff.
Piano still pounding? Pretty good comeback jam on your own.
Yeah, I would say.
Especially for a guy that can't really sing, but he's just busting it out anyway.
What did Burton say the first time he heard that?
He's probably like, oh, come on. But then he's like, hey, all right, it's nice to see him doing all right. Hey?
That's a good Burton.
You think?
So he was probably jealous when he heard it the first time.
I don't know, because they had like clap for the Wolfman that year, Guess Who, and then they also had this jam. Star Baby. This 74 jam.
Okay, I should know this. So when Randy left BTO, no, the Guess Who.
Yeah.
They stayed together?
The Guess Who? Oh, hell yeah. For a long time after that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I remember that, like, Dominic Triano on guitar.
Wasn't he the guy from,
He had his own band, Bush, the original Bush.
But he wasn't in Triumph.
No, that was Rick Emmett.
Right. Was Jay Troiano from
Dominic
Canadian basketball related to Dominic?
Oh, I don't think so. Who knows?
Same spelling though, isn't it?
Yeah, maybe. You never know with that spelling, with the tough spellings. Star Baby.
I can tell you with certainty, I've never heard that song before.
Come on, really?
Yeah.
I could have played Clap for the Wolfman, but there's other jams from this year that you definitely know.
Like?
Wait for it, here it comes. You ready?
Yes.
This one. Why isn't it pressing? I'm having issues with the pressing.
It's a slow burn.
It is, but it's on. It's the ultimate burn. Feeling the burn.
Dirty.
Feeling the burn with this jam. What do you think, Burn?
I want to know who the friend was.
I know. Burn.
Even satin is a sexy word. Filthy.
Self-titled album. That's the classic with him at the dart in the front cover.
He also has that little break in his voice in this song. Yeah. It's so good. You see why that song was covered so much over the years.
Yeah, but never duplicated.
Do you know who Andrea's manager should be at Pure Laters?
Bernie?
It should be David Bronstein, the Prince of Love from Live, One-on-One, Confidential, and Discreet.
Yeah, the creepy guy. That's... Why don't,
I wouldn't say he was creepy. He was more of like a glue. That guy.
Okay, yeah. Just... You definitely would be walking away from him either way at a party if he was doing that stuff.
And his whole thing is dial-a-date. That's what it was called. Just don't let it happen again, Andrea. Just don't let it happen again. Glue.
Hey, listen. Hey, Ma, I got a new song. It's on the radio. 74, Joey.
Kaboom.
Gino's on the radio, it's Gino! And the mom all worked up. Hey, my boy, that's my boy Gino, he's on the radio right now. Hey, out the backyard.
Is that organ? What is it?
Yeah, it's like synth. It's the big fuzzed out synth.
I'm not really feeling that jam.
No, but...
I feel like we're about to get into a lot of years in a row where I'm not really feeling the music.
No way. There's no way. That's when you go to the family if you can't handle the jam.
David Bronstein was born and raised in Philadelphia.
So he just kind of showed up here. Yeah. Maybe he's gone back.
In 1987, the Bronsteins moved to Hollywood North, where they currently reside.
Joni Mitchell, it's a great song.
It's a great song.
Free Man in Paris, I think it's about the David Geffen, her manager.
Well, tell that story.
What?
What is that story?
No, it's just he managed her, and this song is about David Geffen and their relationship.
Were they,
No. Just he was... He got huge, and he had, like, a small amount of people, and then all of a sudden it just got bigger and bigger, and it was hard for him to keep those really important relationships the same, and there was just rub, I guess, grind.
Because everyone wanted a piece of the Geffen.
Well, he just kept... And he also kind of the megalomaniacal mind of trying to get bigger and bigger, right? Never ending.
Well, I'd say that worked out pretty well for him if that was his goal.
I'd say, yeah, no kidding. Like, could imagine when you're seeing someone like that when they're young, how driven they are.
You sometimes meet those masks, though, that where you're like, this guy's going places.
No, for sure, no.
Let's ride this to a break on TNT 74. Lots more to come. Let's enjoy Joni.
Crunch, 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 crunch. Snag your slot, baby. Get out of here. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. Crunch, 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 crunch.
Okay, guys, d'accord, les guys. Bienvenue à vendredi soir, it's Friday night at Popular Girl. Les prochaines sur le stage, next on the stage. Andrea, now.
Holy frig, I'm right nervous. I never friggin' thought I'd be taking off my clothes, but I lost a bet, Laramie.
Get up there.
He said if I couldn't eat a whole box of Eggos, I had to get up, strip in front of you fellas.
Take it easy. Take
frig
it easy.
Pecker.
Take it easy.
Take it off in my own time.
Take it easy, though.
I can barely get out of these clam diggers. Left them in the dryer for too long. They were in there with the Oshkosh Bagosh Hofer Halls after all.
Maybe this isn't a good idea, Andrea.
What do you want me to do, friggin' haul out my norks and shake them around?
No.
Holy frig, Laramie, it's not the salad bar at Wendy's. You don't gotta stare.
Don't gotta stare.
Their relationship is so complicated all of a sudden.
I know.
It's like the people from the morning show. Suddenly it's layered.
Yeah.
I think her whole deal with Laramie is, he deep down he friggin' wants me, but he just doesn't know it yet.
Exactly, his, yeah. So she's,
his whole deal is,
yes, is I don't want at all anything.
Yeah.
And she is, she's completely blind by it.
Couple, so confess
couple
something.
Drinks, and it's all like, oh, he's just like playing Patsy.
Yeah. I'm just like catnip for him. He can't even stay away. He's got, he gets all handsy. When Laramie has had 8 Pabst Blue Ribbons, does he think about it for half a second or not even then?
No. No, it's always... Aww.
He didn't even have to think about it.
I think it's more like he's not afraid to like give her hugs and laughs and arm on the back stuff, but not like no sexual tendencies.
Right. But she'd like do the bump with him and stuff. Like,
yes.
Just friggin' around.
Yeah, for sure.
Laramie, I gotta go out to the beaches. Because there's a puppy on Kijiji, so I'm thinking of adopting it. Do you want to come out with me?
A puppy.
I think we need a little puppy to keep us company.
That's like, he's feeling that's too relationship-y.
Yeah,
so it's
exactly.
Like, no, we can't.
She wants
have
to adopt a puppy with him.
We can't have something together yet, Andrea, at all.
Laramie, got the heat bill. It's $86 for 2 months. I was thinking if we got a puppy, it could sit on our lap while we were watching TV, and we could turn the heat way down. I'm not saying it has to be like friggin' March of the Penguins in here or nothing. I'm just saying it would be nice if we didn't have to pay $6 split 2 ways over 2 months.
He has like a Michael Levine mustache. He looks like Michael Levine from Triumph in the early days.
And he has $2 million in the bank.
Yeah.
But he wants the cheap look and he's prepared to pay for it.
His dad like flies him on his plane to see him.
It actually doesn't stand to reason that Laramie would get a gig at Sneaky D's.
Yeah, no.
Unless someone in his life had some yank.
Yeah, but he's not really that great. He just uses that camp trust a fund to keep things rolling in this materialistic music.
Laramie, are you excited for your gig? I'm right nervous for you.
Yeah, we'll be great. We're just great always. It's just no big deal. Just don't get too drunk again, because last time we had a thing like with the soundboard, you spilled a drink.
Do you know what I'm gonna do with them falls at Sneaky D's? They have the good nachos. I might get an order of nachos or even 2 half orders because you get more cheese that way. I might have 2 half orders of nachos just to soak up the beers.
How did you know about the Sneaky D's nachos?
They do have good nachos there, don't they? Their calamari's not too bad either. Can I just have the half calamari and half nachos on the same plate? It's fine. It's all going to mix together down there anyways.
Half camillaries.
Do you know what we should do? Is do you want to go halfers on an Uber? Someone asked if Andrea was on the darts. I think she's weekend bombsies.
Yeah.
Bombsies, called it.
Few drinks, chain smoking.
Bombsies, called
it. Oh, man. Just taking darts out of guys' mouths outside.
That's her opening move.
Bombsies, called it. Pulls it out of a guy's mouth.
She waddles out onto the sidewalk. Oh, bombsies, called it. There's two blows left in that dart. Don't squish it out.
No. But she'll wait out a guy to start a dart and just rip it out.
Yeah. Or she goes to grab it and the guy pulls his arm away and she says, frig off, pecker. No. I think she's being really flirtatious.
Anyway.
Get over here, you. What's your name? You're cute. I'll take two of yous. It's right hot in there. Give me your jacket. Blow out my forehead.
Oh, man. She goes all over the place.
She's such a flirt, though, and you can't help but love her. That's the thing.
She's beyond forward. She has, like, this unbelievable ability to be, say, whatever she feels to anybody.
Carol would call that familiar. She's right familiar. Let me hold your drink for a second. In my mouth, just friggin' with you. Drinking it down.
Man.
You can have my back wash.
My back wash. That's greasy.
Honest, if you're being honest, if we pitched Andrea and them to Canadian television networks, I'm not kidding. I think it's a show. I really do. Like, why wouldn't the Comedy Network do Andrea and them? It's going down the road, really. It's the same thing.
And it's you and drag?
Yeah. We should be on the list. Episode one. We should be on the list. Some fancy. Somebody invited me to some freaking thing at the AGOs. I don't even know what it is, but we should be on the list. Come with me, Laramie.
That's another line every time.
We should be on the list. I don't want to go alone. It's so boring to go alone. Come with me, Laramie.
She brings him along with his skinny jeans.
And anytime he says yes, she says, I owe you one, buddy. I owe you one big time for this.
Oh, man. Andrea.
So I was at a CBC event yesterday. It's like the fall launch for here are the shows that are coming up on the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. I was there with the Mr. D program.
Nice.
And the really nice thing was a lot of the people there were both advertisers, and later in the afternoon there was a fan event. There's a lot of Buddhism.
Yeah,
it's kind of great. Yeah, a bunch of kind of dudes in their 20s and 30s were like, "Hey, bud."
Nice.
And it always stops me in my tracks and puts me in such a good mood when people let the buds fly around.
Yes, it is solid. I hear you.
Do you know what I think we should do? Why don't we have a contest this week where people have to send us a picture of what they think Andrea looks like? No, better yet, Andrea and Laramie.
Oh, yes, casting.
And the
photograph
best one
casting.
With the hashtag Andrea and them.
Yes.
And let's make it clear, it's Andrea. The letter N.
Them.
T-H-E-M. Andrea and them.
Yeah.
So send us a picture, hashtag Andrea and them, and it's a picture of Andrea and Laramie, keeping in mind that Jeremy and I will play those people.
Yeah.
And the winner gets a bod hoodie. How's that sound?
That's pretty good.
Andrea and them.
Remember when Bernie sang Linger?
Aw.
How about if he did, like, Two Princes by the Spin Doctors?
One time, princess knew before you, that's what I said now. Princess, princess who adore you, let's go ahead now. One has diamonds in his pockets, so that's all red now. The other one said he wants to give you rockets, so let us head now.
Oh, and then what, this part?
What, Mary, hey, Mary, Mary, and I'm the one who loves you, but can't you say I got no fish on family tree, but I know what a prince and lover ought to be. I know what a prince and lover ought to be.
How about Smooth?
By Santana? Yeah. Oh. I think Santana is at the top of my I don't get it list.
Yeah.
I don't understand. Is that the little din, da, da.
Yes.
You're in a Lightfoot a cappella group.
He doesn't have his guitar.
Guys, some bad news. My guitar didn't make the flight.
No, he's in Bernie's office. He's giving him the breakdown of a jam.
What's that? Bernie, what's that? You know, the doodle it and doodle it. Doodle it and
doodle it. And he says, I just can't imagine the forget about it line when Gord sings it.
Smooth. Rob Thomas, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
The Matchbox 20 guy.
Man, it's a hard one. Like 7 inches from the midday
sun. Why do you keep singing the guitar part?
You know, it goes like...
I thought you were putting words to that.
Well, I just looked up the lyric. Man, it's a hot one, like 7 inches from the midday sun. Well, I hear you whispering the words that melt everyone, but you stay so cool.
My moon is cleared up. My Spanish Harlem on a lake. My Spanish Harlem on a lesson.
That's like, she what's like Mozart while she does Taibo?
Oh, yeah, that's it. She does.
Oh, draws a Jew at her.
Look. Fuck, man, that song. It just makes me... It puts me right in, like, walking around in, like, a casino.
Yeah.
You know, and, like, you hear it, or a band's playing it, and it's just part
of
the
deal. That is the one thing I can't stand. I mean, the one thing. One of the things I really can't stand about Las Vegas.
Why this comes on again?
Laramie, did you see my HST checks? Last year I got $180. I put 90 of it into a T-bill, and I took 30 of it and went to Sobeys and took the other 30 of it and I got my NVI'd on. Then I put 30 of it away for a rainy day, and then the next day it rained, so I spent it.
What's...
Laramie, listen to the lyrics of this song. It's like it's telling our story.
What's your favorite part? The one, the...
I don't even understand what that means.
I think it's a Bob Dylan lyric and he's referring to it.
Oh.
Just throws it out. Not only are they ripping the chords, it's just the whole premise somehow goes to Bob Dylan,
understand.
Which is like the complete opposite of Hootie and the Blowfish.
I don't understand who inherited the money.
The lyrics? Let me see. Yeah. Where is it here? Put on a little Dylan sitting on a fence. I said, that line is great. You asked me what it meant by, quote, Said I shot a man named Gray, took his wife to Italy. She inherited $1 million, and when she died, it came to me. He just inserts that quote.
That's brutal.
Yeah. Yep. Can't help it if I'm lucky. I only want to be with you. Ain't Bobby so cool? I only want to be with you.
You can't do that.
It's like, hey, I'm going to sweeten up this verse by taking a Dylan lyric.
That's 5 lines.
I know.
Putting on a little Dylan. I say that line is great. You ask me what it meant by... Said I shot a man named Gray, took his wife to Italy. She inherited $1 million, and when she died, it came to me. I can't help it if I'm lucky. That's jacking. That's flagrant lyric
well,
jacking.
Well, and then I'm tangled up in blue. Let's not forget that.
I don't like it when songwriters reference other songwriters.
Yeah.
Or other songs. I feel like it's cheating a little bit.
Well, especially if you take the lyric.
That's super not cool. Cootie.
Hey, he's got some confidence with that 13-inch hammer.
Yeah. Imagine that was the name of his first solo record, 13-inch hammer.
Like, that's why we call it.
What are you listening to, Kevin?
I call it the wagon wheel, baby.
Oh my gosh. Here I read an article recently about gentlemen with significant birds, and it was like the burden in their lives of that because it becomes a party trick. And if they're in a bar, people are like, haul it out, Jake. I'm like, you know what? I'm just trying to have a quiet glass of wine. Haul it out. Haul it out. Haul it out. And one guy said the last time I hauled it out, a woman that was in the crowd like grabbed onto it and pulled as hard as she could. And he said I almost fainted from the pain. So I won't haul it out anymore. And he said the biggest challenge is when in a new relationship do you broach, by the way, there's something you should know.
Yeah.
Like it's a weird kind of confession, isn't it?
Yeah.
By the way, Manatee City, USA. I'm just saying.
Hey, do you want...
Sorry?
You know what I got a hankering for?
No.
Hearing Bernie sing Closing Time.
Jeremy.
What?
That song popped into my head.
When I said.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
Like the Leonard Cohen jam?
No, that's different. I meant the semi-sonic one.
Yeah. Closing time. You don't have to go home, but you can stay. What were they called? Semisonic?
Yeah.
Losing time.
Put away your jacket.
The one by Leonard Cohen popped into my head yesterday, and that's a great song, too. Ominous and sexy and filthy.
Yeah.
Closing time. Open all the doors and let you out into the world. Closing time. Turn the lights up over every boy and every girl. Someone tried to convince me that this was a song about the guy he was about to have a baby.
Yeah, that's the truth.
No.
Yeah.
How does that make sense, though?
Because he's shutting it down. I don't know.
I know who I want to take me home. I know who I want to know. Can you imagine if Gord's hearing started to go?
Oh, man.
Hello,
hey.
People love that song. It's actually pretty hooky, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, he wrote that Adele song, one of those huge Adele songs.
Closing time. Which one?
The slow one on the last record. That was like a
Hello? Hello?
No, on the record before, 21 or whatever.
That's a good thing to do, write an Adele song.
Yeah.
That was probably worth a few greenbacks, am I right, Jeremy?
Yeah, a few millies for sure. What if Gordy sang Back Loser?
I'm a loser, baby. So why don't you kill me?
I had two turntables and a microphone in my head this week too.
You did?
Yeah.
That's your. See, yeah, that's you. With the, you love the '90s jams.
I know, just but rips. I just get these little earworms, like two turntables and a microphone over and over and over and over
and
again.
You just drive around and say it all day.
Where it's at, yeah.
And the, Carol had to hear it for 3 hours straight.
No, it's usually the girls.
Oh, yeah, because
the girls
love
are
it.
Learning to beatbox.
They do the same thing, right? They just get worked up.
Yeah. The girls are learning to beatbox, so you're driving two little girls around, and all you can hear from the backseat is skas, 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 skas.
They're just jamming?
Jamming. Throwing down beatbox.
That's great.
And Shug's learning the words to, I like big ear and I can ear up. It's great.
Oh, my God.
Let's take a break on TNT 74, bud.
Yeah, let's take a break.
BRB.
Would you like some egg and beans? Fuck off! You're not my mom!
And we're back.
We're back with a new game.
A new game.
Called The Name of the Game. And the rule works. I've discovered this lately when I've been developing TV show ideas. More often than not, if you start with the name of the show, it kind of sells itself.
Yep.
Like I was pitching a Hollywood Squares style show for sexy singles called Date Squares. Wouldn't that be awesome?
That's great.
Like nine sexy singles are sitting in the middle of date squares, like in just like Hollywood Squares. Another one is called the Newly Bed Game, where you set up three queen-size beds outside whatever dry humpery at John and Richmond. And as people wander out at 2 a.m, like, Scott, this is Tracy. Climb in. You're team number one. And it's a series of questions, like get-to-know-me questions based on first impressions. Scott, what will Tracy say is her best physical feature? So three couples, new couples, compete against each other. If they get a match, they get a point. And the couple at the end of the show with the most points gets to write down on their whiteboards if they want to go on a date with each other. If they both say yes, they go. If they both say no, they don't. If one says yes and one says no, then the person who says no gets to pick one of the other two sexy singles from the other beds.
And it just
the newly bed game.
And
that's a show.
It's constantly horny for the kids.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody's, it's frisky and horny. Another one I had was called The Jerks at Work.
Yeah.
So you get Amanda and them that work at Purelators in a group.
Yeah.
And ask everybody, hey, you guys, what's Amanda's worst quality?
Oh.
Oh.
That's
good one, right?
That stirs it right up. That's just the classic, classic cause and fights Bravo network styles.
I know, but The Jerks at Work is a show.
The Jerks at Work.
That'd be great.
I love that. That's my favorite.
Okay, well, here's another one. If this is like the pitch sesh, I have a whole bunch of shows that I really like.
This keeps going.
This one's called You Be the Judge. You ready?
Yeah.
Armchair legal enthusiasts get to take the judge's bench and hear evidence from real trials.
Okay.
So actors play the prosecutor and the defense, an actor plays the person in the stand. And in the end, the judge has to rule. If they get it right, they get to stay on the bench, they win $500, and they get to hear another case. If they get it wrong, they're booted out. And it's called You Be the Judge.
Wow.
It's great.
Yeah. No, I like it. That is a good one, too.
I love trying to crack the game show format nut, because it has to be pretty simple.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the show that I would love to make, since you didn't ask. Here's the show that I would love to make. It's called Alma Matters, and you take famous politicians, athletes, entertainers, whoever, and they get to do something nice for the teacher that gave them their start or gave them confidence or gave them a boost.
Yeah, that's
so.
A
for
one.
Example, you're interviewing Mrs. Cameron at Burnaby Secondary School under the guise of what it was like to have then 8-year-old Michael Bublé in her music class. Meanwhile, Bublé is in the room next door teaching her current choir how to sing I Just Haven't Met You Yet in perfect three-part harmony for a concert that's happening in her honor tomorrow night that she doesn't even know about. And he's using his yank to call woodwind companies, sheet music places, and get all new stuff donated to her thing. Wouldn't that be great?
That's really good.
That's a show, too.
Yeah. What's that other song that he had on that last album? It was like...
The one that was like... Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-da.
No, but he was like... Can't, like, one of those, like, the diss songs in a way?
Oh, something. The one that was like... Or, oh, no, hang on.
No, one he was like...
Yeah. That one.
Shut up, Bob. Those ones. Does he do that?
Michael Bublé, scat singer.
Does he do that? That's when he starts hacking darts on stage.
I don't think he does. I think he's like, all right, guys, take 16. And he sneaks side stage for two blows of a Rothman's king size. he's probably on the Chesterfields or something British.
What about the... Yeah, do you think he could scat if he needed to? Like if he was... if they threw it at him?
If he had to, sure. I mean, he could just... Dat, doo-boo, dat, doo-boo, dat.
Bla-dia-bla-dia-bow!
Imagine how old I would get if he scat talked to everyone that worked with him.
No.
Jen, can you get me a pen? All right, here's the name of the game.
Mel Torme was the best.
Whoa! Whoa!
Imagine him doing that in an elevator.
Yeah, right. For some reason, remember those like Boxcar Willie and Mel Torme and Roger Whittaker all fall into those. You're watching TV and there's a commercial as a kid. For like an 8-track, the greatest hits of those people.
Yeah.
I put Mel Torme in that category. Remember Roger Whittaker? Wrap up some red roses a blue lady.
Yeah, he had that creepy mustache, didn't
he?
He was on the darts big time.
Yeah.
Always while he was singing, too.
How about Boxcar Willie, though?
What about him?
He was great.
Yeah.
Trailer for sale or rent. Boxcar Willie should have been on Littlest Hobo for show.
You think he was on the darts?
Friggin' rights, but weekend bombsies!
That's so greasy.
Weekend bombsies!
And like grabbing butts, saying that too?
Yeah. He was a butt harvester. He was a butt harvester out of Red Deer.
What's that?
Like those dudes that walk around picking up butts. And crushing them into new darts. Right? I remember one time I found 40 butts outside of Needs and Regina.
Needs. Oh, man. Those Needs.
There's two holes left in this dart. People are so wasteful nowadays. I'm going to recrush them into a new dart.
Hey, apparently the Rogue Byway in Toronto might be closing down soon.
There's one byway?
Yeah. There's just the one remaining. Just has the sign in the junction, I think it's where it is. The byway.
Did I ever tell you, Mike Klattenberg always said he thought they should have call center darts?
Call center darts?
Yeah, because you get a 5-minute break when you're working at a call center. So they're little, it's like a pack of half darts, but they're professionally made half darts.
Oh my God.
So you can just step outside and have two blows of a call center dart before you step back in.
A call center dart.
It kind of makes sense. All right, here's the game.
Yeah,
here's the name of the game. I'm going to describe a game show to you, and you have to guess the name of the game.
Yeah.
Okay, ready?
I have to guess the name of the game show.
Yeah. What is the name of the game? and we've talked about a lot of them because they're all Canadianity.
Yep.
A panel of journalists had to ask questions to a newsmaker of the week and guess their identity.
Front page challenge.
Correct. This one was hosted by Jim Perry.
Definition.
Correct. Kids prepared meals for their parent to taste.
Just Like Mom, starring that grease ball, Fergie Oliver.
Correct. And his beautiful at the time wife, Catherine, who is a mover and shaker in the reality TV industry in Canada.
Yeah, and she probably...
Former Miss Canada, I believe.
She probably got him out the door as soon as she found out how greasy he was.
Yeah, she's a great lady.
Yeah.
Much Music's first game show, starring Dan Gallagher.
That would be Test Pattern.
Yep. People had to figure out vanity plates.
Bumper Stumpers.
Yes, guy. Contestants had to vamp for 20 seconds on a subject.
Damn, I can't remember the name of it.
For 20 seconds,
it's
very literal.
I don't know.
For 20 seconds, blank, kangaroos. Kangaroos, they're Australian. They,
the game. Remember? You play. Talk about.
Yeah. Models nice. Held briefcases with numbers in them, and Howie Mandel hosted.
That was that. What the hell was the name of that? Millionaire? It's one of those Close. Million ones?
It's a neat deal.
Yeah, I can't remember the name.
Deal or No Deal,
Deal
Canada.
Deal or No Deal, I remember now.
A panel of people each gave a description of an object. Contestants had to guess who was telling the truth.
Oh, that's the one. And Jimmy Walker was on there all the time. Shannon Tweed.
It was called the All New.
Yeah. Damn it.
It's funny. It's really just Balderdash.
Yeah. I can't remember the name. And when it's blocked, it's blocked.
The all-new Liars Club.
Liars Club, yes.
Ben Mulrooney hosted this Canadian version of a famous singing competition.
Canadian Idol.
Yep. And finally, this one was for kids. I think it was on YTV. Remember Tarzan Dan?
Yeah.
This was on PJ Phil.
Yep.
And PJ Jen...
Yeah.
Paul McGuire, who's on CMT Canada, is one of the great broadcasters in this country.
He was on there, yeah. I remember when
he was on there, I think, with Jen. And then wasn't there also PJ Janice?
Yes. And she ended up in the news somewhere else, right?
Yeah, she did. Well, didn't I think one of them married Gelman from Kelly and Michael? Anyway, this was a, I believe it was a YTV show in which they gave a weekly top 10.
Who the hell's Gelman?
Gelman is the, remember when Regis was there? He used to talk to Gelman. Like, yelled at the guy off the screen.
Oh, really? The guy who did the voice?
Live, one-on-one, confidential, and discreet. I think he's the producer of the show.
Oh.
But Regis would often say things to Gelman off camera. When anything went wrong, it was like, Gelman.
There you go. Now I'm good.
This was a show on YTV where they ranked video games every week.
Was that with the Nicholas Pickles?
I don't know.
Wasn't that the host?
I don't know. Was it?
Wasn't that his name? What was it called? Video game something.
Video and arcade top 10.
That's right. Video and arcade top 10. Yeah, with Nicholas Pickles.
I don't remember that part. Here's one called... There are a couple that I didn't even recognize, so I didn't even put them in. Pitfall, 81
and
82.
Yeah.
Kid Street... 86 to 92. I don't remember that one.
Remember Card Sharks? Wasn't that another one? Or was that
I don't
Canadian?
Think it was Canadian.
Oh, that was American. That's right.
There was Jackpot from 89 to 90.
Wow, that's classic.
So the original idea was we were going to do Prize or Lies, where I would give you a Canadian game show prize, and you had to guess if it was a real one or a fake one.
Mm-hmm.
It was surprisingly harder to come by real Canadian game show prizes than I thought. Test Pattern used to give a two-slice toaster.
Yes, I remember that.
And Just Like Mom gave...
They gave the... It? Well, it was the Orlando the trip prize? To Orlando. It was their big trip.
Right.
But it was like bags of flour and like, you know, a lawnmower. Like, just depending whatever the advertiser was on the board, the wheel you spun at the end.
Oh, yeah, right. Definition used to give, like, literally, like, a box of Bic pens.
Yeah, or, like, a couple hammers and nails from Home Hardware.
I don't remember what Match Game gave. Darren Rose, who's on Mr. D, nice dude, has or had a show on Comedy Network as a remake of Match Game.
Did they have prizes? No, they didn't. Wasn't it just a panel?
Oh, I think it was cash. I think you could win cash. Like, congratulations, Denise, you're leaving with $470.
Yeah, Bowling for Dollars. That was a good one. Remember that?
Yeah, they're actually doing an American version of Match Game with Alec Baldwin.
Wow.
But this is what – did you ever watch Match Game?
Yeah.
This is what I don't understand about the format. There's a panel of comedians, and their job is to go for the joke.
Yeah.
But if you're a panelist on the show, your job is to try to guess what the real word to fill in the blank is.
Yeah.
So there's a disconnect there, because if the comedian on the panel says elephant, and that's actually the answer, people are like, oh, well, that's not very funny.
So that must be the answer then, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe they only pick funny
things.
It's
no date squares.
It ain't no date squares.
Couldn't you see sexy singles trying to pick each other up on date squares?
I could. Could you?
Especially when you try to block, like you decide you want the guy in the middle on the left, so you try to use strategy to get rid of everybody else.
Can you play Talk About?
Yeah.
Can you talk about yo-yos for 15 seconds starting yo-yos. Now?
They're on a string. They come in all shapes and sizes. They're round. The string often gets in knots, and you take a lot of time to untie the knots. You can walk the dog with a yo-yo. You can do the shopping cart. Some people can make like a triangle, and the thing swings
Ding.
Around. Like,
nice. That was
I only
good.
Got like two words. Jeremy,
oh.
For 20 seconds, talk about gardens.
Gardens. People love gardens. They're in the backyard. Sometimes people, they live in apartments. They have small gardens on their deck. You can grow fruit and vegetables. You can have bell peppers, snow peas. People love to step in the garden if they want to feel like they're a part of the earth. Gardens are important.
I just planted my garden yesterday. Do you guys have a garden?
Yes, we do. We're doing it right today in the last couple of weeks.
What are you putting in for veggies?
Well, we have garlic. Apparently garlic is good to keep away certain varmints.
Really?
So we have garlic right in the middle, and then we have snow peas, we have peppers, we have tomatoes.
If you put garlic in your garden, it keeps vermin away from the other veggies
yes.
in your garden?
Yeah. So we're putting that right down the center. So hopefully, like, some of the bugs and stuff won't, they'll stay away from it because of the smell.
Wild.
But we'll see. Last year, a lot of them got eaten. But it's bigger this year. So we've got lots of different vegetables and stuff going.
Did you have any luck last year at all?
Oh, yeah. The peas were amazing. And the peppers were pretty good. We had some tomatoes, like cherry tomatoes. The big tomatoes are tough because they get eaten so quickly by like insects and rabbits. There's rabbits in our backyard that come and go too.
Did you follow start your tomatoes indoors?
No.
Really? And you got some little guys going?
Not well. They're just being planted like this week. There's nothing growing quite yet.
But last year you did.
Yes, last year we had plenty. Yeah.
There was a furry creature on my back deck. A couple of days ago, and I was able to capture him in photograph and video. I don't know what it is.
What do you mean you don't know what it is?
Well, honestly, if I saw this picture out of context, I would have said it was a muskrat. But I feel like muskrats live in kind of wet habitats, right?
Yeah. We're like on top of a hill. A groundhog?
I don't know, because I don't think we have many groundhogs in this part of the world.
Really?
Yeah,
maybe
I think there's a lot in
New
Brunswick. He
just got stuck in the back of a truck.
Maybe.
Hey.
But he was very
groundhogs
friendly.
Look like beavers without the flat tail, kind of. That's their.
Okay, then
vibe.
It was a groundhog.
Yeah.
Well, I'll send you the picture and you can tell me.
Nice.
I'm having trouble getting my hands on some seed potatoes. But
are
I got all my veggies
them?
In.
Is he's gonna crush all your stuff?
The groundhog?
Yeah.
Do you know what? I lived in, was working on a TV show in Texas, and they used to put chewing gum on a fishing hook and drop it down a groundhog hole, catch the groundhog, and then use a spade to just rip their heads right off.
Whoa.
Might have been gophers.
Just getting all Caligula.
With might as well go for a soda.
With the local vermin.
This was a town of 700 people. There were 9 churches. And my first day in town, the first guy I met said, "We don't judge anybody here.
Whoa.
As long as you walk with Jesus."
Whoa.
It's heavy duty.
Throwing that out, so like, don't judge people here, so don't you start judging.
Yep.
That's what
although
it's about.
The funny thing was, there was a guy on our crew who was very overtly homosexual in actions, and his name was Davis. Really nice dude, but like Elton John would be like, "Dude, that's a bit flamboyant." Like, he opens his mouth and taffeta comes out. So the people in this town were like, "We can't quite put our fingers on what it is that's different about Davis." So finally, one of the guys in the town cornered him and said, "We think we got you figured out. Are you a snowboarder?"
Whoa.
That's what they thought he was. Was the only thing they could put their hands on. "I know you're different. Are you a snowboarder?
You must be crazy on that Rasbegliati tabacchi."
Yeah. And Davis was like, "Busted."
Yeah.
Good chatting, bot.
Just dreaming about the powder right now, bot.
We'll talk to you next week.
See you in the 6.
Boom, gong, gang, go, ding, gong, ju, boom, bounce, boom, do, da, boom, bounce, ba, tick, a, doom, dowry.